Yo, man.
What's up?
Say, bro. One fear I have is getting into a street fight. And a dude don't fight like me.
You mean like a, with a karate man or something?
Yeah. Like, if we fight in the street, you have to fight the way I fight. Like, just hands. I don't want no kickboxing, no jujitsu, no MMA.
If he knew all that shit, he gonna do it.
But if he could do that, I'm allowed a weapon.
I mean, you better. Because if you get into it with a nigga, you don't know what kind of his background is. That nigga might be an MMA fighter or some shit.
And I'm going to stab him up. I'll shoot him.
By the time you find out that shit, the fight going to be unstarted, nigga. What, you going to run and get your gun?
I mean, hopefully somebody around me with a gun. Or somebody around me with a knife or something. So I probably got a knife on me, shit. But I don't want to fight nobody. And they start, like, getting in the stance. Like, if you put a setup, that's cool. Like, you put your setup, we about to throw hands. Then a win, lose, or draw, we going to do that. But when you start doing this, like a ninja man.
What if you walk into him, he just, like, hit you with a front kick or something like that? like, this nigga know karate for real.
I'm going to politely walk away and get me a gun. But I don't... Honestly, I don't think karate man could beat you in a fist fight. Because everybody I fought in my life who did karate, I beat up pretty easily.
Did you fight them as men or kids?
I was a kid.
But that don't count then, nigga.
Nigga, what grown man do karate?
Black belts. They got, like, bro, that's a real thing. Yeah, that's not no TV shit.
They don't carry guns. You know, the real thing, niggas that carry guns.
Yeah.
So when he start, when he do this, like it's Power Ranger time, I'm going to do this. You don't have no fear of fighting somebody in the street who knows stuff?
Yeah, hell yeah. Nigga, I ain't trying to get fucking a leg sweep or some shit like that. Like, falling on the ground is already embarrassing in general. So if a nigga, you come up to a nigga like that, he hit you with a leg sweep, that shit embarrassing as fuck.
You gonna call me.
Especially if you knock some shit over.
You gonna call me.
Nigga, what the fuck? If I'm now already and we already fought, he win. Nigga, I ain't about to be like, Nigga, he beat me up.
No, you gonna do this. Hold on 1 second, guy.
No.
Hey, Nick, I'm downtown. I need you, buddy.
Nick, I'm not doing that.
Pull up on a double.
I'm just taking the L. Fuck that.
Nah, you going to tell me pull up on a double.
Look, the only time I'm going to call you is if I know I got it got to be some gun shit involved.
Nick, pull up right now on a double.
Yeah. Shit. But if it's a fist fight, nigga, beat me up, nigga. I got beat up before, so ain't nothing new. Shit, I ain't undefeated. Fuck.
That's crazy.
Shit.
That nigga, that's crazy. You're not undefeated. That's crazy.
Nigga, you ain't either.
Who cares? You
fuck.
You're not me.
Fuck. Like, we both done took L's before. Nigga, ain't gonna be like, that don't bother me. But if a nigga like grab me and like do like a hip toss and throw me over a table or some shit, like this nigga going overboard. Like, then I'm gonna feel played after that.
Nah, I'm gonna bite him.
Like, he doing jujitsu and shit. Like, fuck that, nigga. Now you going overboard, dog.
If you don't fight the way I fight, I got to get crazy.
Yes.
I got to beat you in the crazy off.
He going to start biting him and shit.
Start fighting like a tiger.
I do something. He's going to turn into a fucking animal.
I do something different. All right, man. You can start it.
Shit.
Yo, Mike. Start the pod in 3, 2, 1. Episode 151. Put the headphones on for this one. My joint right here. Now one for PD Crack. Three for Young Gunners. One of my favorite songs. Now one for PD Crack. Two for Free. Gotta do Freeway voice. What up, people? You can cut it. How you doing, my people? Welcome to episode 151 of the TMI podcast. That's Toxic Masculinity Issues. You know us, we bring that toxic shit to the forefront. Y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all here with us. I'm forever grateful. Last week, we were so excited. We didn't do our drops at the right time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
I couldn't wait to get into that J. Cole shit because I knew you was gonna have a lot to say about it, dog.
Who? I don't even know who that is. Mean Jermaine Warm? Talk to that nigga again. But talk of the town next around, Mr. One of a Kind, but I'm kind of the one Hollywood Nicki. If looks could kill, then my style might body you. You know I change drops all the time. Oh yeah, I forgot your new drop. For entertainment purposes only, the new Mike Fresh. Hey, bro, I do a lot of moving during our pods, and I be looking so stupid just doing all this moving.
It's better than you walking around like you used to, nigga. Look, nigga used to be walking off camera and shit.
I used to get mad at stupid things. Nah, I learned how to control my angles. Man, you know how we run it. Mental health checks, bro. How your week was?
My week was, it was solid. Had a meeting Thursday. It wasn't a real meeting. They do a product rollout, so you got to get certified in making this shit.
Like a game meeting where they roll down new dildos or something?
This nigga. Anyway, that was it. Got an oil change, had to get a tire, shit like that. You know, regular shit.
I did go to French Quarter Fest last week.
Sunday or?
I went Sunday. Yeah, I went Sunday. Doing this podcast is so dope because, like, I'm recognized so much. Like, even though I'm a nobody, like, so many people walk up to me. I had, like, six people walk up to me, like, oh, man, what's up? Love the podcast. I'm talking about some people I know and some people I don't know.
Right.
Like, oh, I seen your pod on Instagram and you do a podcast, huh? I got people I don't know doing that shit.
Right.
Which is so fulfilling in life when somebody who don't know me walked up to me. But I ran into some people I know on... Anime Eric Gumas. Talking about that with the fam. I ran into my cousin Lance, him and his son Landon. I saw Jolanda out there. I saw Dwayne Taylor. Man was chopping it up.
Right.
He was talking about the pod, and I was calling him Coach of the Year. You know, he'd be doing that coaching shit.
Yeah.
So we was chopping it up. You know what bothered me about French Quarter Fest and people?
What happened this time?
Everybody like are like hype beast. They do shit because it's popular. Like with their wardrobe and shit. I hate that. Like everybody on, if a bitch wear a pair of sneakers, it's gonna be some Dunk Pandas.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, they
like
they,
everything
they,
hyped
they,
up.
They still hyped up like that.
Yeah. If a bitch wear sneakers, it's gonna be some Dunk Pandas. Niggas always wearing that M line, that clothing line. Now, like everything fucking. Hype. Oh, I never been a fan of hypebeast. Everybody wearing them black bands at one time.
Yeah,
like,
but it's hard for niggas. Like, say you already was on the shit, and then other people start fucking with it. You gonna just not wear the shit.
Yes.
No more? That's. But what if it's something that you really like? Goddamn, I fuck with this shit. Now I can't wear it no more.
But I mean, that wouldn't be the case with me because shit I fuck with are not like popular like that.
You was already on some shit.
If I was on
Months ago,
if I was on Dunk Pandas,
yeah.
I'm not wearing Dunk Pandas no more.
Now,
because that's all bitches well.
Yeah,
and they don't even match. Like some niggas don't even match their clothes.
Oh yeah, young people don't match that shit. They say that shit played out matching from head to toe. It's played out.
Like niggas want to throw on the Balenciagas and shit. Oh, they might throw some J's on us. They don't even match their clothes though. Like yeah. Nigga, my shoes gonna match my outfit. Nigga, you see this brown?
Yeah.
Brown.
I mean, that's...
White.
From the young people I talk to, they be like, matching from head to toe is old head shit. That's what they be telling me. Nigga, I shake my head and I walk off. Because I...
One thing, too. Calling somebody old is not an insult. Like, that's the goal is to get older.
Right.
Niggas be all, man, you old. Okay. You want to hope to get to 37 years old. That's the goal.
Yeah, I guess they feel like they're going to be young forever. Like before they realize they're going to blank, they're going to be 30. Then you're going to blank again, you're going to be 35. Because, nigga, I still remember the day we met. When you think about it, nigga, that was a long-ass time ago.
Damn, boy, I impacted your life like that, huh?
Lord. You can call it what you want to call it, nigga.
I impacted your life.
And we impacted each other's life, nigga.
How you gonna tell me how you impacted my life?
Because nigga, the one the most impactful argument we've ever had was what? When we was at the mall and we nigga, I think you gonna talk to me no more after that. That we say that to each other, nigga.
I would call say that. This nigga, you say that to me.
This nigga get on this. Don't you can't get on here and cap, dog. You can't get on here and cap.
Well, I can now. It's my platform. I can do what I want on this bitch.
You about to say that shit. I knew you about to say that.
I mean, dog, I impacted your life. Nothing wrong with that, son. We impacted
each other's lives, nigga.
No. Yes or no? Did I impact your life?
Yes. Did I impact yours?
I'm not telling you. It's none of your damn business. Nigga bad because I ain't going to say he impacted my life. Nigga bad. That's tough.
This nigga childish, dog. Shit.
Yeah, but I got tired of saying them hype beast shit.
I ain't no niggas was still wearing pandas like that.
Yeah, bitch, what sneakers? They gonna put on them pandas. Shit, I'm tripping out. I saw Robin out there too. I'm tripping. I saw Robin and Clint. Our dude, I think his our name B Felix. I think his name Brandon.
Oh yeah. He be downtown a lot because he be selling this shit. Yeah. On what's the name of that fucking street? I used to see him down when I used to take deliveries. I used to see him out there.
Yeah, he'd be out there.
Yeah,
you know, as robbing people and cutting people, so we all linked up. I went to the fest. That was my week. I don't recall doing anything else. Say, bro, you ever saw like? I know we see like young flamboyant people. You ever saw an older flamboyant person? Like in their 60s?
Like older women sometimes, but they've been doing it for like, that's what they've been their whole life. So they just keep that shit going. Like they be wearing like the big ass, I used to call them Duck Queen Duck hats. I don't know what the fuck they called.
I'm thinking about like, I guess like in the 60s, that mean you, if you 60, you was born like in the 60s.
Yeah,
yeah. Something like that. I don't feel like doing math.
50 and 60s?
Yeah, the 60s. Yeah. And being gay was taboo.
Yeah.
So you don't see them people be all out in the open like that. Somebody that age, like young people, yeah. Because I heard it like this dude talking and I saw him like interacting and stuff and like he was hella flamboyant. He was old. Like that shit was weird to me.
I mean, he probably one of the very, very. I mean, they always have like the. I see it like. I mean, I guess when you talk to somebody, you can hear it in their voice. But they always got the little, like, you've been knowing somebody been gay a long ass time. Like, if you talk to them, they don't ever come out and say what they are, but you, everybody is kind of understood, some shit like that. Yeah. Right.
Actually, it was just hella funny to me. Seeing the flamboyant dude.
Yeah, downtown, you're going to see that shit a lot. Like, you just, I guess that is more, for whatever reason, I used to run into that shit a lot downtown. So,
you just try to holler?
No, nigga. Like I work there, so there'll be order and shit. Like why the this nigga here? Somebody gonna really believe your ass one day, dog. Go ahead and say it. No, I see.
Should I wouldn't kill him? Yeah, you ready to start the pod? What, you want to start music?
We might as well. Fuck.
A lot of shit happened. A lot of music shit happened. Got beef. Pause. Glorilla the Baby. Where you want to start?
We start with Big Glow.
I forgot what city she was in, but she had the DUI.
Yeah.
You saw the footage of her?
Yeah.
That really bothered me. When people in general get DUIs, it really affects me. It really bothers me a lot. Because we have so many means of transportation.
Right.
You can Uber. You can hire a chauffeur. Call a cab. Have somebody else drive.
Right.
You're intoxicated driving. Like, if I could make laws, I would give people who got DUIs, I'd give them like 10 years off rip.
You told me before how that really like grinds your gears. That's one of the few things that really like get to you, like instantly, like a D, because it's avoidable.
It's avoidable, and it's always the drunk person that kills somebody.
Right, it's always.
Like, because if Lois drunk and she got an accident and killed somebody, I'm not going to have no sympathy for her.
Right.
In fact, if she got an accident and died, I wouldn't have no sympathy for her. I kind of be happy. Like, that sounds terrible, but it's, when somebody, when they drink and drive and something happened to you, I'm happy for you. I'm happy it happened to you.
Right. Somebody with means like her, she don't have no reason to be doing no drunk driving bullshit. She got the means for to hire a fucking driver. She ain't even got to order no fucking Uber.
Nigga, Uber $20. She got the means to get an Uber.
Like, even if she don't want, I don't want nobody knowing. Like, you know how they be trying to not have people know who they is. You just go get a fucking a private car service.
Nigga, she ain't Beyonce.
I mean, but some of them people think they bigger than they really
are. Walk in right now, but look at her like, okay.
I mean, but that don't mean she don't got the ego thinking she like big time.
Now on this podcast, I'm going to shut her fucking ass down so quick. You in Hollywood's world. I got the ego over here. She going to do Curbin. You ever talk Curbin? Curbin.
That's how people in Memphis talk, dog.
I never heard John Morant say Curbin.
I mean, nigga, he not from Memphis. He just played for the Grizzlies. He
lived there long enough. Curbin.
Like, you ever heard fucking your guy to talk? That's how he sound.
On the stuff's music. On the stuff's talk. I don't know. Never heard him talk. But that DUI shit bothered me.
Right.
Get help, bro. You're on the verge of doing something special with your life. You're living out your dream. Don't get dragged down. And don't ruin your life over some bullshit like that. Like, yeah. I know somebody who hit somebody with a car and killed them. She wasn't drunk, but that's traumatic. Just hitting somebody with a car and killing them.
Oh, yeah. Killing somebody, like taking a life, that should stay with you. That's not some shit you forget about.
How you do?
Cause nigga, everybody, like, there's a reason that's one of the harshest penalties in the fucking criminal justice system. It stays with you, nigga.
I can kill somebody and sleep like a baby. Depends on who it is.
Exactly.
Zimmerman coming here right now. I kill him and sleep like a baby.
That's different than you driving up the street and you run over somebody on accident.
Know who the person is.
If you run them over on purpose, yes. You probably could. I would sleep like a baby too if I had to kill the right person. But if I'm just going up the street and somebody jump in front of the car because they ride on the bike. Yeah, and I run them over and they die, nigga. That shit'll fuck with me. Shit.
I'm a visual thinker. And I picture you right now hitting somebody on a bike. Like, that's fucked up. That's my picture right now. But all jokes aside, man, Luke, get your shit together. You're on the verge of doing something, bro. You gotta do better. But a lot of things happen musically. Say, bro, I don't know how real this is. Oh, it's definitely real. I don't even know how to describe this. Young boy.
Yeah.
Got some charges brought against him. For pretending to be a doctor.
I did.
Some perks.
Yeah, he took her identity to buy some drugs.
But he called somebody. Like, he was on the phone talking. Like, said, bro, I don't know how you talk on a regular, but I heard him, like, talk on YouTube or interviews.
Yeah.
And he, no doctor talks like that. Like, he'd be like, yeah, you pussy little boy. I'm praying for you, little boy. Like, what makes you think you can impersonate a doctor? Am I bugging? Like,
no, nigga.
Like,
I have no idea. I mean, I knew when I read the charges. The charges. I'm like, he must have been trying to get something. Cause he, like, when they charge you with I thought he was scamming. Like, he got caught up in some kind of scamming situation. So I'm like, damn, one of his partners must try to scam somebody, and they just kind of threw him in on it. But once the details came out that he was trying to, he impersonated this lady who'd been dead for like 5 years to buy some drugs.
So he tried to be a lady?
Yeah.
Did he say he's the lady secretary?
I don't know. I don't know. He stole her identity.
Because why would he be on the phone, though, trying to be somebody? Have one of your partners do it. Well, not your partners. Have somebody else's partner do it.
Just get a bitch to do it. If you want to steal a female identity, get a woman to do it. Man, like, what's wrong with these niggas, dog?
I'm sorry to tell you. Lock that nigga up and throw away the key. keep that nigga in jail.
And then he had like a machete on him or some shit. Like, I'm like, this nigga crazy, dog.
Fucking know what a machete is.
I don't know. Because he can't carry a gun. That's why. I guess he felt like he needed some kind of protection.
He must want to die. I'm when I was working at Harbor Freight Metairie, I was an associate, and a dude threatened a store manager that was robbed, threatened him with a machete. That boy slammed the machete on the counter.
Like it was a pistol?
Yeah. And Rob got scared. I walked up. I was like, "Said, bro, what you about to do with that?"
He probably at you like, this nigga nuts. This nigga ain't scared.
At all. Yeah, Rob
he shot that bitch down like he was a Glock.
And Rob like, yeah, we were going to do him something. I'm like, nah, nigga, I was going to do him something. No, you were terrified.
Oh, shit. I ain't going to lie, I probably laugh. A nigga put his machete down like it's a pistol. I'm going to laugh, dog.
Yeah, bro, I'm in a tool store. I got hammers everywhere.
Right.
I got my friends with me. We outnumbered them. Like, you get one swing with a machete.
Right.
That's about it. We got fucking chainsaws in here. Nigga.
Oh, shit. He said that. Oh, shit.
I'm thinking about that. One time I was in Slidell when I was assistant manager. My store manager, I didn't like the nigga. His name was Curtis. But, I thought I was about to beat his ass. he got like the small comments. So he got small with that customer. Customer was like, come on, we go outside. He's like, fuck it, we can do it right here. I had to get to it. I like, bro, just let it go, dog. Talk to the customer, like, let it go, bro. Just let it go. Like, nah, I'm going to fuck him up. We just talking. I'm like, let it go, bro. Curtis terrified shit. And I'd be calm. Young boy, get yourself together. Put that nigga in jail.
Yeah, he about to throw his ass back in jail. He was already on probation for shit.
I don't trust him on the streets.
This nigga got zero impulse control, dog.
I'm like, he makes me nervous.
That nigga reckless as a motherfucker, dog.
He bite people. Like, he makes me nervous. Like, he look like some kind of guard dog or something.
He's about to say.
Like, he makes me nervous. Glad I'm not in this crew. What that boy Gates from?
He from Baton Rouge, yeah.
I don't like that nigga.
I don't like what he did either.
No.
I don't have a problem with him.
I never did like him. I never was a fan of his music. And like shit he do, I never did like in the way he act like he, I don't know, just like he better than people. Like,
right.
I understand like you hate being touched, but like, you know, I might talk to you like this. Don't touch me. Well, that's cool. They got easier ways to say it.
Right.
And some people don't like being touched. But what he did recently was, you know, he got two Chick-fil-A sandwiches, tried to give one to a homeless lady, and then made an IG video expressing his displeasure because she didn't eat the sandwich in front of him.
That shit was whack.
That's whack as a motherfucker. Yeah. If you giving her food out the goodness of your heart, like, I never been homeless. Thank God for that.
Right.
But I can imagine you don't know when your next meal coming. So you probably putting that on the side
For
later. Or you might have kids or somebody else.
Like she collecting that shit. Like, that's not. You want her to sit right there in front and eat the fucking sandwich in front of you for what? She might be collecting food and saving it for later. Or trying to stockpile that shit because she don't know where her next meal coming from.
Exactly.
What?
Somebody before you could have been 10 minutes before you got her a sandwich and she ate it. So she gonna eat? She gonna like gluttony and keep eating, or she gonna save it for later? Like that dude's so fucking bogus to me.
Like, I don't like people like don't do shit and then come on in and tell everybody you did it. Like, just do it. If you're not doing it out the kindness of your heart, don't fucking do it. Then I would have preferred you just kept driving. At least that would have been your real fucking response. Like, why would you do some shit? Then you don't get the response you want, so you go come and blast the lady on the fucking internet.
But nigga, you ain't do nothing to mack him, nigga. Like,
right.
Like, you ain't changed your life. You just got a sandwich, nigga. Like, stop being so fucking goofy.
Shit.
It's a doofus ass nigga, man.
Like, everybody, that clout chasing off the back of a homeless person, that shit, that bothers me. That's one of the few things that bothers me on the internet. A lot of that shit, it just rolled off my back. But that's one of the few things that really bothers the shit out of me. when people like film themselves doing some shit, or they gotta let everybody know that they, oh, I just did this. Like, shut the fuck up, nigga.
I agree with you on that.
That's it.
Like, one of my goals is I wanna try to like feed the homeless on a regular.
Right.
I remember me and Christine was talking about it. She was like, for the holidays, she was like, we're going to put some, every week I check, we're going to put some on the side. And like, have a big, like, I'm going to buy a lot of stuff she's going to cook for everybody, like, and try to feed the homeless. And my plan is, my goal is, I want to have something like every week, just trying to feed them again, like, socks and shit, like, right, on the tree and shit like that. That'd be my goal. Because God blessed me in so many ways.
Yeah,
I don't have it all. I mean, obviously, but if I can help somebody else,
yeah,
that would weigh on my heart more than anything.
Like paying it forward. Yeah.
But what he doing is just so, that should kind of make me sick to my stomach. I'm glad they tore him up in the comments. Like in the comments, people were not siding with him at all. They was tearing his ass up, and right, I'm glad. Like, you doing stupid shit for clout. I see why his wife was cheating on him. I'm happy about that. She come on this podcast, I'll make you fuck her.
His wife, she bad too. I'll fuck the shit out of her. That motherfucker look good.
I hope it happened. Because I don't, like, he don't deserve nothing. I don't like people like that. Who am I to say what you deserve, but you're blessed and fortunate in a lot of ways.
Right.
You ain't got to be a dickhead, especially to somebody who's less fortunate.
Right. Like, who are you to dictate the, even if I give you a fucking sandwich, who am I to dictate, you got to eat it right now? Like, nigga, no. I don't got to eat in front of you. Fuck wrong with you? Like, what kind of weirdo-ass kink you got going on? You want to see me eat a fucking chicken sandwich?
Look. And even if you felt that way, that it should be eaten immediately, why are you going to post that on social media?
Right.
Boy, fame is a fucking drug. Like, niggas, I thought it was women, but it's men.
Yeah.
It's everybody. It's they everybody, love attention.
Though. He can't do it with his music, so the other way to do it is to post bullshit.
I mean, apparently he makes good music. I don't listen to him, but a lot of people like a lot of Gates. I only know two songs.
What's two? I know one. I know two phones. That's it.
Oh, I know. I don't get tired.
I ain't never listened to that. I heard people say it.
I don't get.
I heard tired. People say it all the time, but I ain't never heard the song.
And are you talking about eating ass or something? Ain't one of them songs?
And one apparently, yeah.
Oh,
eat booty. I eat booty or some shit like that.
Y'all got that in common. Y'all look alike too.
We don't. First of all, we don't look alike. Nothing at all. You think every light skinned nigga look alike?
I do. Man, let's see what else is going on in music. We gonna say the beef pause. I'm gonna say that last.
Right.
Yeah, this bothered me a lot. Like, the baby a clown ass nigga. You heard about what he did?
Yeah.
Apparently, a up-and-coming YouTuber paid him $20,000 to be in a video. Dude from New Orleans, too.
Yeah.
Dude from New Orleans, he paid the baby $20,000 to, be in a video. Yeah. He was pretty much banking on that to launch him. And the baby took the money and just skedaddled. Not the young kid. He said that's his life savings. He had $10,000. His sick grandma gave him $10,000. Because she wanted to see his dream come true.
Right.
And the baby said he lying. Lying or not, factually, he paid you $20,000.
Right.
And instead of giving the nigga his money back for not doing a video, the baby shoots a video saying, you was treating the women on the set bad, so yeah, I'm going to give each of them $1,000.
Yeah, I heard that part too.
I'm not gonna lie, like the baby, he do a lot of weird shit, but I don't think, like, he's not a coward. Like, when it's time for action, he does do action. Right. Like, if it's time for violence, he resorts to violence.
That's probably why they let him walk out of that studio like that.
No, nigga, you take my $20,000, you gotta kill me. You gotta be a real killer. You gotta stand on business.
But it was. Apparently, the dude, his partner, was doing some shit behind the scenes that the baby, I guess he was making like little comments while they was recording. So the baby asked him to, you know, chill out and delete the footage and start over. So he was going to do the video. He just didn't want whatever they had already filmed. He wanted them to delete that shit and then start over.
And the dude was like, fuck that. Video, homie. You don't dictate the terms. It's not your video. You getting paid for a feature. But you know how if you don't want to be on that, return the money. That's it.
Like, you're right. But you know how them rich niggas is. Especially, and then he killed a nigga already, apparently, in Walmart. Oh. Allegedly.
That YouTuber, because 19-year-olds are crazy. That YouTuber, you can tell he not like he really went, him.
Yeah.
If we paid we never paid the baby $20K for nothing. But if we paid 10 apiece to get the baby on this podcast, and he walked off without doing it, he's going to be a killer that day. That day he's going to be a killer. Because out of us three, somebody dying.
Yeah.
I can promise you
he
that.
He's not walking out the door. Like they let this nigga get to the car and pull off and all kinds of other shit.
He got as many niggas. Like, somebody dying. He could bring his dudes, too. Somebody's going to die. It might be me. It might be you. It might be him. But all of us not going to live you walking out with $20K. That's never going
to
happen.
And then you just going to start giving my money out to the females on the fucking... Because you allegedly I treated them bad.
Man, you know what I do? I track that nigga. I find out when he doing one of them shows at the club. I'm pulling up on that nigga. I'm pulling up on him. Oh, he kidnapped and put in the trunk. Like, it's going to be ugly.
Like,
I don't respect somebody... The baby has accumulated over $20,000 in his life. This music shit, he might not be rich, but I know he has.
Yeah.
I got $20,000, so I know he got $20,000. I'm pretty sure he's doing better than me.
Right.
So, to rob a little nigga, a 19-year-old boy, of $20,000 is outrageous, dog. Whatever come to you full circle, I hope it happened to you.
I mean, they might as well just go take the legal action and get sue him for fucking $1 million. If he took my 20 cameras, I'll sue him for $1 million. Especially if he had to sign a contract or some shit. I hope they did.
Nah,
it was like a handshake agreement.
Probably was a handshake agreement.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, I mean, dude can't say that to court because he has the baby did show up. Like she showed up and they had footage of him being there. He might not have the whole video, but he did show up there, so he wouldn't be able to win that case. A civil suit. Yeah, but I think civil suits be up to like $5,000. Damn. If you're going to like Judge Judy or something. You know, one of them the court shows.
Right. I mean, you only got two ways to get it. If the legal way not going to work, then you got to get on some street shit.
That boy from New Orleans. Hey, YouTuber nigga.
Say YouTuber nigga.
Well, you give me 20 right now, I'll get that money back.
He ain't got it, nigga. That's why he trying to get it back.
Man, you better earn it. Give me 20 right now. I'll go find baby. I'll get it back.
That's why he on the internet... talking about his sick grandma and shit. He ain't got the money, nigga.
Because, like, I guess, like, when you do something, you start thinking you Mr. Get Bad. Cause I seen a baby fight somebody in Louis Vuitton when he was wearing a diaper.
Yeah.
The baby shot somebody in the Walmart parking lot. Yeah. But when the video surfaced, the video showed it. I don't know what happened outside, but inside, he was being aggressive with that dude. Outside, I don't know what happened, but inside... the Walmart, the baby was aggressive. Danny Lee brother.
Yeah. At the bowling alley.
It wasn't one on one. It was like 4 or 5 on 1.
Right.
And y'all beating that nigga up. If it was 1 on 1, it's whatever. It's you and your niggas beating him up. You don't get no stripes for that, dog. It's all y'all versus him.
Right.
And he came with that solo. Like everything the baby do looked cowardly. Pillow talking, like, oh, I slept with Meg and shit, throwing shots at her, like got canceled by the gays, then started sucking their dicks to get back in their good graces. Right. Everything this nigga do is so lame. But stealing $20K from a kid is just, that takes the cake.
Yeah. Like, especially because most likely probably didn't. He just did it because he could. He felt like, these niggas ain't going to touch me. I'm walking out of here. That's how he felt.
That nigga would have died.
That's what everybody talking to said. How the fuck they let this nigga make it back to the car?
Nigga, I could have been solo. He could have had 10 niggas with him. Nigga, it's going to be me versus 10 niggas. I'm putting hands and feet on somebody. One nigga I'm choking up. Like somebody dying. Are you kidding me?
That's why. But you know that's why he did it. He felt like they pussy. They ain't going to do nothing. I'm walking out of here.
I pray that boy see this and get mad at me and challenge me to some kind of whatever. street fight shootout, celebrity boxing match, I'll beat the shit out of this nigga.
That was some flaky.
I'm really sick. I'm really 6'2", 230. I'm really 6'2", 230. He probably like 5'7", 180. He a little nigga to me. Bitch ass nigga, man. Man, baby, fuck you. There we go again. Gotta go both of them. The Jada Pinkett, I Hate You Award. And the R. Kelly, I Hate You Award. Hold up. We gotta do it right.
And I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
These hate awards go to the baby.
Yeah, fucking thief.
You was a sucker then, you a sucker now.
Pillow talking ass nigga.
Money don't unlame you, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, you made a little money, but I could tell you was a lame. You was a lame in high school. You was a lame adult. You a lame now. And hope we cross paths one day. I hope this podcast blow up in the home. He actually wants to come on, we can talk. Because me and him talk the same way. We talk the exact same way. And I don't fear nothing. We can have a conversation. How you doing? Oh, man. It's crazy, bro. Beef ain't changed. Pause. A lot of hip-hop beef going on.
A lot of beef.
I'm gonna start with it. I don't respect Kendrick Lamar.
He didn't respond yet.
I'm going to tell you why I don't respect him. Like, he had ample time. When he threw that first shot on that Metro Boomin track, Drake was on tour. I think I told you on here, like, Drake not going to respond. He on tour. He got to find a studio and shit. He got to put on a show, so he not going to respond. He's going to respond when his tour ends.
Right.
The second his tour ended, he responded. Kendrick had his shit. Kendrick ain't been doing nothing with his life. Like,
yeah, he in New York doing pull-ups on the fucking corner and doing shit like that. I don't know what the fuck he doing in New York, but.
Like, he not doing shows. He not making an album. Well, he might be making an album, but he not doing shows or nothing like that. So, he has time to write something.
Right.
So, you try to jab the nigga, and Drake swung back with push-ups. I like that shit. I like that shit. How you big stepping with a size 7 men's on? I like that shit.
Only thing I don't like about it is it's like he going extra hard at Metro. Like go at the rappers. Like him and Metro really don't like each other. Like super. Like these niggas might, if they saw each other, they'll fight.
Well, Metro on Twitter, like, oh, pick a side and all that shit. Like, we don't fuck with these niggas. Like Metro.
That's why he keep going at Metro super hard like that.
Yeah, Metro is doing shit too.
No, so, I'm not saying I'm not saying he going at him like, oh, like he's defenseless. I'm just saying.
But Metro
can't rap.
Oh, Metro shouldn't open his mouth. He shouldn't have put an album out on where Drake's getting dissed. Like, he shouldn't be on Twitter talking shit. Like, Metro's doing this. If you can't defend yourself, don't swing.
He got to get people to swing for him, though. He got to get Future to rap for him.
Well, Future ain't the one. You banked on Kendrick, and Kendrick don't seem like the one. And why I don't respect Kendrick is he had beef with Drake a long time. He been throwing subs a long time. He should have had something in the tuck already. This album should have been came out. The fact that Drake routed this track, and it drops a note like, where you at, dog? We waiting on you. Where you at?
But he don't make music like that. Everybody know that. He don't produce.
Well, don't jump in this beef if you ain't ready for it.
I agree.
Because you know what?
But he don't produce back-to-back-to-back records like that. He never did.
He should have shut the fuck up then. He should have shut the fuck up then. Because I respect Ross. Boy, that nigga took a shot at Ross 2 hours later. Ross said, yo.
That nigga said, I got to fuck that. That nigga said, what? I'm going downstairs. I'm right now. That nigga had a beat ready and everything.
but Ross looked hella corny. Like, that angle, white boy, your nose. Like, Ross, we know you had surgery. Like, Ross had liposuction. Yeah. Like, we know you had surgery, nigga. Like, you can't make fun of somebody for having surgery if you had surgery.
But, I mean, what else he gonna really talk about him about? You can't call him whack, because Drake, you know, he one of the best rappers ever. So what else he gonna talk about? He can't call him broke. Like what else he gonna say?
He was calling him broke.
All he kept saying was, I'm richer than you.
But he's not. And Ross got money.
Yeah.
That's why I was happy Ross got money because that's the angle 50 tried to take with Ross. That 50 tried to take that I'm richer than you. Until Ross really surpassed that nigga. Ross got like triple the money 50 got. Like triple.
Like, I mean, triple. What else is Ross gonna really say about Drake calling the white boy?
I think Drake worth like a billion. Like Drake got deals that like niggas don't even know about. His net worth might say like $300 million, but I think Drake worth like a billion.
And he said, "Baby House went to foreclosure. Why your man's going to foreclosure when gunplay?
Baby's richer than him.
I'm just saying what he's saying. I'm just saying.
You did mention gunplay.
Yeah, gunplay had a GoFundMe out.
Yeah. Yeah, Drake should have said that. Said, bro, your man's daughter needs surgery. He had to do GoFundMe, nigga. Help your man's out.
I'm like.
Stunner got buku houses. Stunner got a bunch of houses he live in. I mean,
all thing you can really do is to combat Drake is just try to out-rap this nigga. Because, I mean, you could call him like, oh, he like a pervert. He like young bitches, but.
As long as they're 18, it don't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, he a rich nigga. Like, rich white people like young bitches too, so. Rich niggas like young bitches. Shit. So, like, I mean, how you gonna go out? What's the?
If I was rich, I'd be fucking young bitches.
Yeah, I'm
not gonna date them, but I'm be fucking young bitches.
How you gonna attack Drake besides just out rapping him? That's the only thing you can do. Like, just make a better, music than him. That's the only thing you can do.
Can't do that.
Right.
All his hits Drake gave him. I mean, most of his hits. I fuck with Ross. Ross got a good discography. Like, people don't know this. But in hip hop terms, Ross got one of the best discographies.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't have no bad albums. Ross has a really good discography.
There's no fluctuation in his album. It's not like this was great and this was like ass, and then it's all here.
But a lot of them hits, he was depending on the boy.
Like all these niggas did songs together. That's the most confused. Like Drake on Fight Kendrick first album.
Yeah.
So like what's the beef? I don't understand what the beef is about.
Wasn't that Kendrick's first single?
Yeah, Poetic Justice, yeah. Like I don't understand. That's why I'm confused about what the beef is.
I think it's jealousy.
It gotta be.
Like Drake that nigga and it reminded me of Cat Williams and Kevin Hart.
Right.
I could tell some jealousy was there.
Yeah, you feel like this nigga not that good, so why he's so popular, so you just gonna keep poking at him and poking at him and poking at him all the time. Like just stay in your lane and make your money. Like you ain't gotta be, even if you personally feel like behind the scenes this nigga can't rap at all, you ain't gotta come out and just leave him alone. If you don't fuck with it, don't fuck with it. But you ain't gotta come out and take shots publicly at the man, especially when a nigga is standing you an olive branch like, oh, we're at the top and fuck everybody else, and then you go say, well, fuck y'all niggas, I'm at the top by myself.
I don't think Drake ever said nothing about the big three. I don't think Drake thinks Kendrick and him on the same level.
I mean, but even if he don't think that.
I don't think Drake thinks him and Cole's on the same level, but since Cole give him his flowers, he gonna fuck with Cole.
Yeah, but that's kind of nigga Drake is. He ain't gonna diss you until you diss him first, unless y'all beefing over a bitch. For whatever reason, a lot of these niggas be beefing over bitches. Like, y'all niggas rich as fuck, y'all get a lot of pussy. Why y'all all angry about pussy all the time?
Drake fucking niggas bitches. I think he fuck Metro bitch. He fuck Future bitch, he fuck Ross bitch, and he fuck Kendrick bitch.
But they all got multiple bitches.
But Drake fucked all their bitches.
But they, and he fucked they.
Which is crazy, because Drake can't fuck my girl. It's impossible. Yeah. It's impossible.
But like, you ain't fucking industry bitches either. Them bitches ain't got no loyalty. Industry hoes don't have loyalty, nigga.
Man, no bitch gonna fuck Drake after me. I have
to. Like, what you always say? You fuck with a certain caliber of female, right?
Like, I don't fuck with no corny bitches.
Exactly. A lot of them industry hoes, they just look good. They don't mean they're not corny, nigga. They just look good.
That's why they can't fuck with me.
Exactly. So y'all not even fucking with the same kind of bitch. You fucking with a different caliber bitch than he is. So.
Your man's still a coward, though.
But we already know Kendrick wasn't going to respond right away. I don't know. He might not never respond. I don't know.
Nah, he fucked up because Drake got a pen. And Drake writes quick. Kendrick doesn't. I know Drake got something. He got something lined up already. That's why he's baiting Kendrick to respond. Because Kendrick going to drop it. And then Drake gonna drop his. And he gonna be like, well, yeah, Kendrick. And Kendrick gonna write. Kendrick don't write that quick.
About 4 or 5 songs.
I mean, Kendrick should have. He should have recorded 4 or 5 songs because Drake was on tour. He had no. He didn't have the time to make diss tracks. He was doing shit. Kendrick had all the time in the world.
I don't even know why he took
Kendrick ain't got that pen like that.
I'm still. I want to know why he took that stance when it came to the big three shit. Because that's the part of the song that got everybody all, oh my God. He said, fuck the big three. And, you know.
And that shit was trash.
But I.
Prince out let Mike Jack. Oh.
I want to know where this shit started, though. Like, it got to be jealousy, though. I want somebody to have a sit down with Kendrick. And he got to explain himself. Because the shit was unwarranted. It wasn't like there was like. It was always kind of subtle shots, but niggas was kind of ignoring the shit. And then out of the blue, it became bigger than what it was.
I'm glad Drake responded though. Now we gotta wait for Kendrick. That shit come like 4 or 5 months from now. I don't want
That's what it's gonna be. But nigga ain't gonna hear it by the time he.
But Kendrick might do some fuck shit, like team up with somebody like Pusha or something. He might like try to. that's fuck shit though, because I like how Drake handling it right now. It's him versus the world, and he's boxing all of them.
Standing on 10, yeah.
It's him versus everybody. He's boxing all of them.
He got his back against the wall. He just came out swinging.
I like how you're doing it.
Because he could have easily called Cole and was like, oh, let's go back at this nigga. But he didn't do none of that. He just stayed silent
and
went in the boot.
Hope he this cool.
Made his own shit.
Oh, well, I hope Drake this cool.
For what? You can't be mad at a nigga for being like, I don't want no part of this shit. I'm out.
It's good.
For what? For what, nigga? Don't just make that face and sip your water. For what? How you gonna be mad because nigga don't want? It's not like he said anything about Drake. He was like, "My bad, I want." He taking the high road.
Cause Drake put that nigga on his tour and championed him. Like, yeah, come on, Cole. You one of the best to do it. He go flowers. No, you're not one of the best to do it.
So that erased his ability to rap just because apologized.
The big three dead: Jay-Z, Nas, Lil Wayne. That's the big three. Fuck everybody else. That new big three is dead.
Them niggas not active rappers.
I don't give a fuck. Nas is still active. Nas is still active. Like Nas, his last three albums were like fucking his best three albums. Nas is out. He's out here.
Oh yeah, with him and Hit-Boy.
Yeah. Like Nas is active. Wayne drop a verse here and none. He's still eating niggas.
That's what everybody say. If he go call Wayne, it's gonna be a whole other level. If Drake go call Wayne, I don't think Wayne gonna be a part of that shit. It ain't got nothing to do with him.
Why would Drake call Wayne?
I mean, but you know how niggas just be throwing names out.
I think Drake thinks he's better than Wayne. He just respect Wayne so much he ain't gonna say it, but I think Drake feels he's better than Wayne.
I feel that. I mean, but niggas, you know how niggas just be throwing theories out there. If he go call Wayne, it's gonna take it to a whole nother level. Like niggas, you know, niggas having fun with this shit.
Well, Wayne wasn't that when Pusha T was there. Yep. How you feel about Chris Brown and Quavo?
The same beefing over females. Same shit. And then the shit, like, when did Sweetie shit happen? How long ago that was?
What?
Him fighting?
I mean, Quavo and Sweetie fighting?
Yeah, that shit, the Karrueche shit. Well, how long ago? This was before the pandemic, right? Like 2018, 2019?
What?
2017?
Well, him and Karrueche broke up? I'm not sure, but he fought Sweetie, like, like a year ago, maybe. Or maybe 2 years ago. Quavo and Sweetie.
He tried to holler at Karrueche in one of her pictures or some shit, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, oh, I thought you knew about this. It was before the pandemic, so it had to be like 2018.
I know Soulja Boy tried to holler at Karrueche before, like, under a picture before.
Shit.
I don't know about Quavo, but everything is with Karrueche.
Like,
dog, if she wanted to be with you, she'll be with you. You look so fucking lonely and desperate, nigga.
Yeah, he do.
Like, it's...
He was beefing with Victor Cruz for the longest.
Like, stop it, dog. Like, you look so fucking desperate chasing behind a woman that don't want you, dog. Like, stop it. And, like, all that...
He obsessed with her, dog.
All that Su-Woo blood shit. Like, nigga don't care about, like... And I'm tired of these fucking rappers want to be bloods. I'm tired of that shit. Nigga, you blood by association. Nigga, you was not banging in the streets.
Yeah, look what he joined. He was when he first came out. He wasn't no active. He wasn't no gang member. He was just a regular 16-year-old.
Niggas blood by association.
This nigga turned like 21 one day. This nigga started talking about some stuff. Like when this nigga became a blood? Like they just let rich niggas join. Like they need funding or something. Hey, oh, you rich? You want to be a blood? You gotta pay dues like a fucking like a fraternity or something. Like why ain't did that same shit? Like when the fuck this nigga became a blood? Like what? That's weird to me. Like niggas be joining gangs in their 20s.
Cause I don't know, like real bloods that have me nervous. The ministry bloods, I'm like, what you gonna do? You gonna throw some signs at me?
Like a baseball player. Like, this shit crazy, though. Like, this shit just came up out of the blue. Like, these niggas making diss tracks against each other.
Niggas about old white, but I mean, Chris Brown can rap. I don't think he's nice. He's like, he's okay.
Yeah.
Like, he's okay. But they about to overhype it because it's Chris Brown. I don't think Quavo could win because Chris is going to get the hype because it's an R&B nigga.
Yeah, it's an R&B nigga rapping. Yeah. And he said some off-the-wall shit about wishing he was supposed to die instead of Takeoff.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Because I'm built for this. I'm equipped for beef, so I would love Pauls. I would love to battle Chris Brown.
Right.
Because I'm going to talk about how emotional he is behind bitches. I'm talking about how you don't fight niggas, you fight bitches. Like, we can do this all day.
Like, but people like love Chris Brown, dog. So they're going to always say, they're going to side with him throughout the whole beef.
Nigga, nobody love Chris Brown.
Shit, bitches do.
Niggas love Chris Brown. Like, not the world. Not
talking about, like, niggas. Like, the world don't care about this. This like a hood beef.
I'm about to say, hey, Chris Brown's like
talking about people who care about this beef on side with Chris Brown.
He'll waste the fucking talent. Like, he should be the biggest pop star in the world. Right. He should be what Beyonce is.
Yeah.
But he's not. All he gonna be is Bobby Brown.
Yep.
That's all he's gonna be.
Yeah. That's what
he could have been the next Usher. He never could be that because he never could be a pop star. I mean, I hear just a waste of talent.
You're right. I can't even argue with that, though. He should be the biggest male pop star in the world.
Yes.
All the shit that he can do.
He let niggas like Justin Bieber come take his spot. Like, he let niggas just come take his spot. Like that dude could sing, rap, dance, athletic.
He was in movies at one point.
Like he can do everything. Hoop. Like, what the fuck? He can do everything. Right. Just a waste of fucking talent. And won't be a blood.
he liked being he liked being an R&B thug.
Nah, but like they got some R&B real niggas like Keith Sweat. Like, some niggas was real.
But Keith Sweat went on I beat your ass up. Shit. Like, you heard stories about Keith Sweat being a real nigga.
I know he's fucking somebody old lady. I forgot who it was. He's fucking one of the drug dealer old ladies. So a nigga roughed him up. But like, Keith Sweat used to be in the streets. I heard about that nigga in the streets. All Chris Brown do is dance and talk about fighting somebody.
I mean, he do a lot of. He sell himself like a tough guy so niggas don't really run up on him.
Nigga, you can't run up on no celebrity.
I'm talking about like other celebrity niggas that he be threatening and shit. Like, them niggas don't ever respond to him. They let him say what he want.
Nigga, he threatened Soulja Boy and Soulja Boy tried to fight him.
Soulja Boy threw it off.
Yeah, Soulja Boy tried to fight him, then he backed out. Chris Brown backed out.
Oh.
Like, Chris Brown ain't about to threaten Young Boy or them crazy niggas. I'm threatening Young Boy. Watch what happens. I don't know how fucking violent Quavo is. I think Offset will fight him.
Yeah. But I mean, Quavo will chill, so I don't think he's going to respond. I mean, he might put some shit out there, but nobody going to fuck with it.
He's like, I fucked your bitch. I don't know if he fucked Sweetie or not, but if he did, that shit lame to put up business out there on wax.
I mean, the way she posted after the verse came out, it made it seem like they did something.
I mean, she might have. I mean, she could have fucked him. I mean, it happens. It's Chris Brown.
Right.
But that's whack as a motherfucker to pillow talk like that. Only way I'm doing that is that's the nigga wife. Like, if Quavo married Sweetie and Quavo came at me, I'm going to be like, yo, chill out because I'm a dog you. You get one warning. But I also right then, like, they're not even together no more. So, like, she catches strays for nothing. She would, one of them fucking YB or something. She was one of the niggas. I don't know.
Oh, YG. Yeah, she's YG, a YG.
Whatever. YG, YB, yeah. Whatever. She was one of them niggas.
Yeah.
And he a blood?
Yeah.
He probably a real blood too.
Yeah. He been. Yeah. He came and he was already a gang member when he started rapping.
So Chris better chill the fuck out before your blood get tested. All that Paru Suwu shit.
Hey, he really from there. Like, he not from Virginia. They moved there after he got rich.
Your man's better chill the fuck out. Said, bro, you heard about Carson that?
Yeah.
I think he's paying that bitch $5K for sex.
Yeah. Why everybody niggas be trying to shame? Like, nigga, what you think a nigga's gonna do? What they think people do with money when they get rich? They only got so much you can buy. And nigga, I'm buying pussy. Fuck what y'all talking about?
I'm more mad at her than him.
Hey, I don't like all that exposing bullshit. Like, she was trying to extort him or something?
I guess. I think she wanted more money or some shit.
Yeah.
But if you're a hoe, nothing wrong with being a hoe.
Right.
You fucking niggas for money. That's your profession.
Like, just be player about the shit.
But niggas ain't gonna fuck with you now because you got a big mouth.
Yes. That she fumbled the whole. She could have been get other fucking streaming bags from fucking them niggas. She could have been fucking academics or chubby cheek ass.
I can't stand that nigga. You like Egg a little bit.
No, he look like Josh. He remind me so much of Josh, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But you like Josh, my brother. Like, you like Josh a little bit. Like, y'all gonna be the family.
Like, she fumbled the bag, though. You just keep it.
Women get super emotional. I'm still looking at Mariah Mills.
She's still talking about Zion. But he got hurt the other day.
I know.
Like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
That's the best I've seen her in a long time. She look good, though.
See, I'm more disappointed in this nigga. Like, all the porn stars you get, you go pick her.
She might be the nastiest.
They got better looking, nastier bitches.
They might not fucking right. All right. I don't think you realize how the game work. Like, Zion, a young nigga, she been in the game for a minute. Like, I guess she labeled as a sniper. She knows how to cater to a man and do all the shit he likes to, like, suck him in. Pause.
Like fucking Popeyes and hamburgers?
No.
Nigga like eating, fuck.
All right, like I'm... Okay, even though I'm old, I never been experienced to, like, the industry. So, a young bitch like Lotto, she probably won't be to satisfy me like one of them old bitches like Cherokee or something.
I'm not disregarding what you're saying. I'm thinking, he just got that new contract. The first thing, I'm not looking for a bitch or substance. I'm looking for aesthetics. Bitch, you don't look good enough to be with me. I'm rich. I want a badder bitch. I'm not saying nothing you're saying is not true. I'm saying I don't like the way she look. Go get somebody who look better. That's me, personally. She might do cater to him all sexually and all the rest of that other bullshit. Yeah, I don't like the way she looks.
That's not applicable to you because you like men.
Shut the fuck up. No, shut the fuck up, nigga. Like, they got other porn stars, nigga, I'm willing to pay. That's not Mariah Mills, nigga.
Okay.
I'm not saying none of this. She might do beat his knees perfectly. I don't see it. I don't see what he sees.
I mean, she probably making like 2K per scene. 2K is nothing. That's a drop in the bucket of Zion. Like, okay, bitch, I'll get 2K.
I'm not knocking none of that. But
so you want to fuck her?
No. If I got access to porn stars, nigga, she not. I don't like her scene. I don't watch her movies. No, she don't do it for me to beat my meat to.
No, nigga. If you had a bar and we celebrating it, and she come to the intersection like, yo, come in and start beating your meat.
No,
and she like, come on, let's go. Nigga, you're gonna go with her.
No, they got better porn stars in there. I'm gonna get one of the better ones. They got other bitches I like.
They way. Might not have other bitches in there.
So is she the only woman in the whole fucking room?
She might be the only fucking porn star in the room.
Well, fuck it. Then I'm gonna give me a regular chick. I'm good. I'm good on Mariah Mills, my nigga.
Regular chick might not want you. All right.
Okay, that's fine.
So you'll go home solo instead of with a bitch.
Nick, yes, I'm cool with that. Why is that news to you, nigga? I'm fine with that too. I ain't about to just take what I can get.
Man, you're not about to sit right. You ain't about to sit right there and downplay his choice when you have nothing.
I'm not downplaying his
choice. You are downplaying his choice. You can't downplay his choice.
I'm downplaying his choice because he could get somebody better. That look wise.
Stop worrying about what he could do. Like, if you had to choose between,
if you're talking about one,
if you had to choose between, if you had to choose between going home with somebody or going home alone, he picked to go home with somebody.
That's settling.
I'm looking
That's
at
called settling. That's called settling.
No, in life, say, bro, like in life, everybody settles, nigga. What the fuck you talking about, nigga?
You don't have to. That's the
situation. Nigga, hey, bro, like who the fuck your dream girl is? Who the fuck is your dream girl?
Probably, I got a lot of them.
It's but name one, nigga.
I mean, Janae from the game. I like her.
Okay, you're not going to get her, so you're settling for everybody else, nigga. So, under your logic, you're settling different. Because you're not getting her.
I don't have access to her. He has access to other porn stars.
You can meet Janae from the game. I don't even know her real name. And first of all, that basic, nigga, stop talking to me. Oh, basic ass bitch. Nigga, I'm getting her in real life. Fuck out of here.
Nigga, you get Mariah Mills in real life, too, right now.
I got an easier time getting Janae from the game than Mariah Mills.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Janae from the game is mad basic. Like, she is mad basic.
And what the fuck Mariah Mills is?
Famous.
She not.
We don't know Janae from the game. We don't even know her real name, nigga. That's why you know she ain't nobody.
Mariah Mills ain't her real name either. That's a stage name.
Nigga, we call her Janae from the game. It's like me calling fucking, nigga, Michael from Good Times. Nigga, or Florida from Good Times. Like, nigga, what's their real name?
But you say he makes. You got 2K right now for Mariah Mills. You got it right now. We can stop recording. You can call a phone call. You can order her right now. Order her now. Say you can't.
I guarantee Mariah Mills got more money than Janae from the game.
Say you can't. She's still acting. Nigga. She still work. Like, she still do TV shows and shit.
Nigga, you think she getting big checks, nigga? If Taraji P. Henson, who's one of the biggest stars, is getting little checks, you think this bitch getting checks?
She don't get little checks. She got to split it. So she not getting as much as she need.
I guarantee Janae from the game, she's not worth $1 million. She's not worth $1 million, nigga. She's not worth $1 million, nigga. In fact, her net worth is a little better than mine's. I get.
And you can order Mariah Mills right now.
What we gonna bet though? I bet Mariah Mills got more money than Janae from the game.
What they got to do with it? We not talking about money. We talking about aesthetics. That's what we talking about.
No,
I don't give a fuck who got more money.
We're talking about access, and I said,
Janae from the game. You can order Mariah Mills right now. You can.
We don't know that.
You ain't paying Janae $2K to fuck.
No, Janae gotta fuck me for free. Like she's a basic woman. She's a basic woman.
Who looks better than Mariah Mills?
Nah.
Yes.
Nah. She looks hella basic.
No, she. Nah, you call her whatever you want.
Yeah, she. We don't even know her name. That's how I know she's so basic.
You gonna put a poll up? You gonna put a poll up? Who look better?
She's fucking basic. But I know if both of them in the street, like, okay, Mariah Mills got something that Janae don't. Like, she can turn me down. Janae can't turn me down.
No, she can turn you down.
Because Mariah Mills has access to higher niggas. Mariah Mills has access to high caliber niggas, like Zion. Janae, she got access to, like, niggas that work at Target.
So you think she in Hollywood don't have access to higher caliber niggas?
She not putting no fucking Zions. I know that for a fact. She not putting Zions.
She don't sell pussy.
She can't pull nobody good. She pull basic niggas. I bet, like, if we Google her, she probably fucking with a regular nigga.
Shit.
She's a nobody. Like Mariah Mills might turn me down because she fucks with higher status niggas. She might be like, nah, Nick, that I'm going with somebody else. Janae gonna be like, oh, what's up? She not gonna turn me down because she fuck with regular niggas. Like, there's a difference.
So
like,
you sitting up here telling me if you had to choose between both of them, you gonna choose Mariah Mills?
Nigga, Janae can't do nothing for me. Like, Mariah Mills, I might be able to get a bang with her. Like, what am I doing with Janae? How we gonna get a bang? What we gonna do? Like, she's not popular.
How you gonna get a bag with Mariah? Mariah Mills ain't popular either. She ain't one of the baddest fucking porn stars. She ain't top 10.
She's more popular than Janae.
Because she keep always talking about Zion. That's why. She ain't popular for nothing. She knowing.
We don't know Janae's real name, so she never was popular. We don't even know her real name, nigga. Like, if you like her so much, what's her real name? Please tell me.
I'm not choosing Mariah Mills.
What's up? No, I asked you a question.
What's Mariah Mills' real name? Because it ain't Mariah Mills.
I asked you a question.
I asked you the same question.
What's her real name?
What's her real name? You tell me Mariah Mills' real name, and I'll Google. I can Google that.
Nigga, she goes by Mariah Mills. That's what she goes by, nigga.
That's not her real name. Hold up. That's her stage
nigga,
name.
Nigga, Jay-Z's name is Jay-Z, but he goes by Jay-Z, nigga.
But you know Sean Carter. If I say
he goes by fucking Jay-Z.
If I say Sean Carter, you know who the fuck I'm talking about.
What's Jadakiss' real name?
Jadakiss, your nigga.
There you go.
My point is about to be made.
Can I make my point?
I don't fuck with Jadakiss the way you fuck with Jadakiss, so I'm not gonna know his real name.
What's Fabulous' real name?
John Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What niggas? Fuck with hard. I know their real name. Except I don't really fuck with her. Like, I'm attracted to her.
What's Kendrick? She's not one of my. What's Kendrick's real name?
Who?
Kendrick.
Kendrick Lamar?
No.
Who?
What's real name? Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar, something?
No, his middle name is Kendrick. His first name is not Kendrick.
I don't know.
All right, and you fuck with Kendrick. So, like I'm saying, Mariah Mills is her state. That's what she goes by. Like, if you're famous, you go by her.
So,
we both can't talk together.
You asked me to say somebody's real name, and you don't know Mariah Mills' real name either.
Nigga, I don't watch porn like that.
You're lying.
Say, bro, I can't name that one porn star real name, nigga.
You're lying.
I can't name that one porn star real name.
So don't say you don't watch porn.
I can't name that one porn star in the world real name. Not one of them. I can't name that one. So not a single one real name.
What they got to do with you not watching porn? Now you're going to lie and say you don't watch porn?
No, I never watched the Mariah Mills thing. Just like I never watched.
Why?
I don't watch Cherokee. I don't watch Pinky. What's Pinky real name?
So,
I don't know.
So who you watch then?
Whoever pop up, nigga. I don't Google porn stars. I don't Google them, nigga. I don't have no favorite porn star. Whoever pops up, nigga. Like, whoever pops up. But you made my point for me. Like, Janae does not go by Janae on the game. She does not go by that. She does not go by that. Mariah Mills go by Mariah Mills. That's how I know Janae's not popular, because we don't even know her real fucking name. Like Pooch Hall, Derwin, he don't go by Derwin. He go by Pooch. He know that's his name, Pooch. He
nobody
goes by
don't
that.
Call that nigga no fucking Pooch. Everybody call that nigga Derwin Davis.
Nobody calls him that.
What else? I've seen him in other shit. What else you seen him in besides the game?
Jumping the broom.
He was in what's the name of the shit? The show, fucking
Suits.
He was in Suits.
Yes.
Like one, a couple episodes or something.
Maybe like four.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I thought he was on there for a season.
I mean, might have been more. I mean,
I didn't know he was in Suits.
But he was a lawyer. nigga mad because your name.
No,
nigga,
like, no, I'm mad because you're sitting up here lying to me. I don't even watch porn like that. That's the shit that made me throw my head.
I don't watch porn stars.
Say that then. Say that. Don't lie to me. You don't watch porn.
I watch porn a lot, but
I know you do.
I don't know a single porn star. I don't.
Shit. You probably Google a category or something. I don't know.
No, nigga, I could go on porn.
You don't even know. You just get on fucking Twitter.
Yes.
10-second ass.
Whatever pop up. Yeah, fuck. But I know whoever you champion is not very popular.
Shit. Nigga, I'm choosing, like you said, I'm choosing Cherokee over her.
Nobody wants Janae.
Shit.
She wasn't even the most popular person. The only person that picks her is you on the game.
And I'm going to continue to ride for her. She better than fucking Mad School. I don't give a fuck what y'all say.
In real life, you have to pick one right now. Janae or fucking Tiamara. You picking one of them bitches.
I'm not picking no light skin over no dark skin woman. You already know that. You call me racist all the time.
That's the stupidest shit I heard in my life.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care. You don't got to make the choice. It's my choice.
You make bad decisions.
Shit.
So you want to pick a broke? Like, I'm pretty sure Janae's not worth more than me in life. She ain't got no fucking money, nigga. She's fucking broke.
I don't make decisions based on who got the most money, Nick.
Like
I don't give a fuck about that.
Well, what you basing it on? Because you don't know a personality.
We talking about pure, unadulterated looks. That's it.
So one of them fucking Tia, one of them sister girls ugly?
They don't look better than her to me.
So what's your name to you?
We're talking like 1 to 10?
Yes.
I got 8.59.
Hey, what's
nobody ain't a 10.
What's Tia and Tamara?
I got 7.58.
So they pretty much on the same scale.
But
one's richer and more popular.
Just because your bird ass gonna pick the woman who got the most money because you tried to sell dick.
I'm not picking nobody who fucking, like, I'm not putting nobody on a pedestal who has nothing going for them.
So you ain't never fucked no broke chick ever. Ever.
If I can choose between broke and rich, I'm not picking no broke chick.
So you ain't gonna pick who you more attracted to.
They're on the same attraction level, nigga. If it was a big gap, they're on the same attraction level. If one was a fucking 5 and one was a 10, I'm picking a 10. But if one at 7 and one at 8, they're the same thing. I'm gonna pick the rich one.
So what you gonna pick the rich one for? You never gonna want a woman to give you anything, and we've already had a conversation. You don't want no woman making more than you. So why the fuck would you pick the one with the most money?
Nigga, I don't want nobody I'm out of fucking take care of either. She's fucking broke.
She not broke, nigga.
Like, with Tia, whatever, or Tamara, one of them hoes can open doors for me. We can find a way to get back together. Janae can't do nothing for us. She can't do nothing for us. She can't do it for herself. Tia can open the fucking doors.
You ain't like the lady now to work and active. When the last time you seen any of the Maori twins in anything?
Hey, yo, what
think
what
about it.
What movie she was in?
Who?
Janae.
She was on the Black Lady Sketch Show for a year.
What movie she starred in?
What TV
show she starred in?
Black Lady Sketch Show on fucking HBO Max.
So she don't make, she'll make about $10 per episode.
What the Maury twins do? besides get divorced and go back and be friendly with the nigga.
You think Janae got more net worth than one of the Marvel
films? Answer the question. I answered your question. Answer mine.
They getting money, obviously.
What they do? What do they do? What are they in?
They act.
And what? When last time you seen them in anything?
I saw one of them recently. One of them TV shows.
What show? A new show? Or was it Sister Sister? Because that still come on TV.
The fact that Sister Sister still get syndicated, they still get checks for it. They get royalty checks from that. Oh, Lord. Like, they royalty checks is
more than the game still come on TV, too.
Janae's a supporting actor, not a main character.
It don't matter.
So her royalty check is like $10.
I don't care. And other girls, at least she is something new. Fuck.
You're champion somebody who doesn't have any money.
I'm asking. You never answered my question yet.
Well, I can Google them right now.
I could, too. I'm pretty sure Janae and shit that come on TV all the time. We both can Google
if
shit.
If I was to guess, I would think T and Tamara are and more shit than Janae.
I see her on my timeline.
If I was to guess, because you follow Janae, you like Janae. So
no, I'm talking about Tia. I follow her, too. She know what she do? She put on pantsuits and do little dumbass dances all the time.
And get money. If we guess. Yeah,
she can probably get money from reels and
she's
shit.
She's a lot richer than fucking Janae. She's more successful than Janae. Janae has nothing over here. She's a better actor.
I ain't gonna say all that. They not fucking Viola Davis, but fuck, they acting skills are similar.
On a success meter, T is more successful than Janae.
You said it better. You ain't saying more successful, you said better. That's the difference. Somebody being better and somebody being more successful is two different things. We have a better podcast that got people who are more successful than us.
No, they don't.
So they don't have people who got more successful podcasts that we better than.
No. I don't know nobody that's more successful than us. Depends on what you
I'm talking about like numbers. I'm talking about the numbers. They more popular.
Oh, you just success on numbers. I don't. I just success on quality of work.
That's why I say we're better.
Tamara has better quality of work.
That's between better and something being more popular. That's what now you're proving my point.
Tia's better. If Janae was a good actor, she'll get more roles. If she was a good actor, she would have a name. Nigga, she's so important, we don't know her fucking name.
You don't know nobody's name. You just say, I don't know. You know Cherokee stage name, but you don't know her real name. So apparently she made an impact.
Everybody I like, I know their real names. Like Dark Angel, Jessica Alba. Anybody I like. Name anybody who I find
Jessica
attractive.
Jessica Alba don't have a stage name.
Name anybody I find attractive. Name anybody.
Shit. All of them go by their real name, though.
Yeah. Every actress I like, I know their real names because they're popular. Janae, we don't know her fucking real name, nigga. We call her Janae. She is so trash, she's known as a character, Janae from the game.
And you don't even know the Maori sisters apart. You just named both of them because you can't tell which one was on the game and which one wasn't. You said both of them.
Tamara was on the game. I don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
They're twins, nigga. I can't sell the part. I can't sell the part Mary Kay Nashley. Nigga, what are we talking about? They're fucking twins. I know both of them are popular. T and Tamara are more popular than fucking Janae. Period.
Popularity don't mean better.
They're richer than Janae. They're more successful than Janae.
Success don't mean better.
The only thing you can say Janae is better than them, and it's not tangible. What Janae do better than them? What's she better at?
What they got to do with?
I'm asking. All right, what does Janae have over any one of them twins?
To me, if I'm trying to holler at one, I'm going by based on pure looks.
And that's not tangible. That's opinion based. Factual based.
If I'm going to talk to somebody, it's about my opinion. It's not about, well, Nick, what you think I should do? No, I'm not asking you. Nigga, they got certain things where your opinion does not matter to me. And when it comes to women that I'm attracted to, that's one of them. I'm sorry, my nigga.
So back to what I was saying. Everything you're saying is not tangible. Because I can say Tia looks better than Janae. That's opinion-based.
I agree with
but
you.
But factually, Tia and Samara, are they more successful? Yes or
yes,
no?
Yes, I never said they wasn't.
Are they more popular?
I never said they wasn't.
They have more money then.
I agree with all of that.
So everything I'm saying is true.
I agree with you from the jump.
So Janae is a piece of shit.
First,
she a broke ass bitch.
I'm not agreeing with
broke
that
ass basic bitch.
I ain't agree with that part.
I know she broke and basic.
Fuck.
Nigga mad cause he like basic bitches. Who fucking broke?
Okay, that's fine.
Nigga mad like broke basic bitches.
Why would I be mad about the kind of women I like? They don't have no impact on you, nigga. That has zero impact on you. So why would that make me mad?
Nigga,
impact on the podcast. Why would that make me mad?
Hold up. I guess we had on here look better than fucking Janae.
Okay.
Fuck it. Robin looks better than no bum ass Janae.
I'm still gonna choose her.
Look, man, Robin looks better. What up, Robin? Look better than bum ass Janae.
I'm still gonna choose her. So what's your point?
oh, fucking 8 ass nigga.
That's fine. I'm still gonna choose her. All of that.
You lowball yourself.
I do.
Nigga like a fucking 8. She ain't no 8. She bought 6.
Okay.
Nigga lowball yourself.
I like sixes.
Yeah. Whoa.
There ain't no pause, like a 6. There ain't no pause moment. Now you just reaching, nigga.
You like a 6?
You say she a six. I like her. I like sixes.
You say you like a seven or eight?
You say she a six, right? Or maybe a nine. I say she an eight or a nine. You say she a six, so apparently I like six.
Is she eight or nine, or do you like a nine?
No, I like her. Whatever number she is, I like her. I'm attracted to her.
You saying you like a nine, it's kind of gay.
How is that gay? Because shit don't even make sense. Explain this.
I have a nine.
Oh, Lord.
So you say I like a nine, that means you're gay.
Let's wrap this shit up, dog. All right. What's wrong with this nigga, dog?
would you fuck conjoined twins?
I ain't never thought about it. Even when I see the picture, I ain't never think about it. Like I be thinking about what the other one do while the other one getting fucked. Like she like put herself into some kind of coma or something.
A coma.
Yeah, I don't know. Like what you do? Like
you think it's superhuman?
Like some kind of like a trance or some shit. I don't know. Like she just turned it off. Like, I don't know. What the fuck you doing, one, getting fucked? Because she said she be listening to podcasts and shit. That's what she said.
They got two vaginas?
They got one.
So she feels it.
Yeah, she said she be listening to podcasts while she has her sister with her boy, her man.
And they're sharing a vagina. Both of them feel the vagina. Both of them feel it?
I guess, yeah.
So how you going to listen to podcasts if they're fucking you?
That's what she said. I don't know, nigga. Like, I think they both got a boyfriend now, huh?
Oh, you think we could date Siamese twins?
I wouldn't even. I'll let you have it, dog. You got it. You got it. I wouldn't even try to compete. I don't care how bad. It could be like a Siamese fucking Jessica Alba, nigga. You got it, dog.
Siamese Janae.
That's me. Because you say she broke, so you don't get no peace.
All right, Janae and Jessica Alba.
Like they got fused together.
Yeah, like
then it's, we got to share that then, fuck.
Cause that shit weird. Like both of them got boyfriends. Like that's fucking weird. Like,
yeah, it is weird, dog. Like
we ain't about to fuck together. Like that's wild.
You go first.
That shit wild.
Like nigga said she be listening to podcasts while her sister getting her back blown out. That's I ain't wanna laugh because I don't know how to react to that, dog.
That shit wild. You know how I'm always saying niggas horny? I said, bro, gay niggas are extra horny. Yeah, I put on Max. I'm watching comedian Jerrod Carmichael.
Oh, Lord. That nigga funny to you?
No.
Yeah, I thought I was tripping. He not funny to me, dog.
He's creepy to me. All he do is fuck niggas. He go on Grindr. And just meet niggas and bring them to the house and bang them out. Nigga had a big ass tub of something called, it was like butt lube. Big ass fucking tub of it. That's a freaky ass nigga, son. I tried to watch one episode, I turned that shit off, and I'm never watching HBO Max again.
I ain't never understood he not funny. Like he's here, the TV show, that shit wasn't funny. Didn't he have like a Netflix special?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit wasn't funny.
He tried to fuck Tyler, the Creator.
He laughed at that shit. Now, that was funny. That was funny when he laughed at that boy.
All right. Yeah, hey, bro, who your best male friend is besides me?
Probably Eric.
Damn, this is about to be awkward. So if Eric comes out to you, it wants to fuck you. How are you gonna react?
Nigga, any nigga I'm cool with that come out to me and be like, oh, you know I like you, right? I'm be like, this, you gotta chill out, dog. Cause you don't wanna be disrespectful to somebody's feelings. Cause you don't wanna be like, man, what the fuck wrong with you? You don't wanna overreact.
Hey, Mike, I love you. You come out to me, dog. I'm being disrespectful to your feelings. I'm not gonna be polite to you. I'm like, dog.
You gotta,
I'm gonna be an asshole to you.
For what? That's unnecessary, dog.
No, if you be like, Nick, I'm gay, I'm like, all right, that's cool. Be like, Nick, I'm gay, I wanna fuck you. We got a problem. We got a major problem. Because now you don't respect me. Because you know I'm straight, but you're trying to fuck me. You don't respect me.
You can let him down easy, though.
No, nigga. Nigga, no, I'm straight. Don't fucking try to fuck me. You gonna let a nigga down easy?
Because I'm trying to preserve the friendship.
Man, nigga, if you... Like, if you try to fuck me, you don't respect me, so we ain't friends.
I'm just saying, though, but...
You're trying to fuck me.
If you've been cool with a nigga for years, you don't want just... It's not,
if I'm cool with a nigga for years, he know I'm straight, so don't try to fuck me.
I understand all that, but my natural reaction, I don't want to hurt this nigga's feelings. I care about this nigga. I don't want to hurt his feelings. But I'm not about to be, okay, well, you come fuck me because it's going to make you feel good either.
So, hold on.
You got to toe the line, dog. Like, I'm going to let the nigga down, but you got to let him down differently. Then you can't just be like, man, fuck, get the fuck out of here, stupid ass. Fuck around with you, nigga.
Yo.
I don't fuck with that gay shit.
What you going to do? He'd be like, hey, Michael, I want you. What you got? Everybody curse me out.
Yeah, he gonna curse you out.
But it's your fault. You brought him into this. I say name a nigga. I say name any
you
nigga.
You could have just used yourself in this example.
I say besides me.
Like,
man, if I don't know this shit. What you got?
Oh shit. Oh Lord, have mercy. My final thoughts is this is a crazy ass episode now. This bitch was all over the place.
We all get about your damn a long time. Yeah, I wanna talk about Becca Trail, I ain't talk about that. Then a lady who left her kids to go on a cruise, I ain't talk about that.
That's your fault, nigga. This nigga. If y'all want to see what having a conversation between us like just like this. This motherfucker be all over the place, dog. Oh shit.
I say it every week. The team is not solidified. The lead ain't solid. I've been silent since day one. Episode 151 of the TMI podcast in the books. We streaming everywhere. We on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon, iHeart, YouTube. I belched. Tastes like steak bagel. It's good. Oh, we on YouTube. I got to look good at the whole block watching, man. I appreciate y'all tuning in. This episode was crazy. Hopefully this is a good one because the last two was cool. Hoo la la. I'm out this bitch, yo.